Hi, this is Exposé with your host, Mike Russo, discussing issues of national importance for the next half hour. I have both an email address and a post office box for you to send any comments to. My email is MikeRussoExposé@yahoo.com, Russo spelled R-U-S-S-O. My post office box number is 13140, Denver, Colorado, 80201. I'll give those addresses again at the end of the program. My guest this morning has been on Exposé two times before, where we discussed various health issues. Today, I thought it would be helpful to all of us to talk about preventing neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, and mild cognitive impairment. These illnesses are just so devastating. Anything to prevent, delay, or treat them is really important to you. Some of you should have guessed by now that my guest is medical researcher Dr. Michael Smith, who works for the avant-garde research organization Life Extension Foundation. So, Dr. Smith, tell us where you were born, where you grew up, went to school, what you now do.
Sure, Mike, and once again, it's a privilege to be on your show. I am a medical doctor that trained out in Texas, believe it or not, and I'm here in South Florida. And my background has been in internal medicine and radiology. And I got to tell you, one of the things, you know, when I was practicing traditional medicine, there was a huge, huge need for understanding more prevention and specifically how we can use nutrients to prevent disease. So I actually came to the Life Extension Foundation about 4 years ago to learn about natural medicine. And I wasn't planning on staying, but they decided they wanted me to stay and continue on as a researcher here and educator for the foundation. So it's a privilege to work for such a great organization. You know, our philosophy is all about health and wellness, prevention, using the God-given nutrients on this earth to help us optimize our health and live a nice, long, healthy, happy life. So it's an honor to work at such a great organization, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. For purposes of full disclosure, people should know that I have been a member of Life Extension Foundation since 2002 and have read every one of your monthly magazines cover to cover. And
I'll tell you what, we put a lot of effort in that magazine, Mike.
And not only that, when you join, when you actually become a member, you get a 1,500-page monster-sized book calling Disease Prevention and Treatment. That's if you become a member, which costs $75. To just get the magazine each month, I think it's like $12.
And if it's okay, quickly, Mike, just to remind your listeners, too, the membership money, the $75, goes directly to funding the foundation. And the Life Extension Foundation is really the reason we know about so many nutrients. Our research is followed by many other companies in this industry. We were the first with an antioxidant formula, DHEA, melatonin. I mean, the list goes on and on what we've done with that money that our members pay every year, because that is important to us. It goes right to the foundation.
I'm convinced that I am only here today because of LEF.org, as a matter of fact, because I had very poor health. I mean, I've had 19 surgeries, one, by the way, about 2 months ago, total knee replacement. But I still have had chronic hepatitis C for the last 40 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's Life Extension that first told me, just one example about vitamin D. You need bunches of D. Your blood levels should be such
and such. We were one of the first companies to talk about that.
Find that in terms, even today, with tons of research in the last few years, find it today in traditional medicine about how much vitamin D you should be taking and how important it is to your body. You won't. But let's begin following up on your point about the causes. Let's begin by discussing the causes of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Do most neurological disorders have a number of common causes? So, for example, genetics, inflammation, oxidative stress, toxic substances.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Most of the, you know, all of these diseases we're going to talk about today, the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's, even MS, and they all are basically these degenerative type nerve disorders where the nerve cell itself, the structure of the nerve cell, deteriorates, and that then means that its function deteriorate. So there's a direct relationship in the brain and in all nerve cells, Mike, between structure and function, right?
Right.
So a lot of these chronic diseases of the nervous system, what they ultimately do is they begin by attacking the nerve cell structure. And if you do that, the nerve cell can't function. So things like, you know, inflammation in the central nervous system,
right.
oxidative stress from all of our toxins in the oxidative, toxic
right.
environment
right.
we live in,
right.
Glycation, you know, with all the sugar that we eat today,
right.
All of these things, what they do is they literally destroy the delicate structure of a nerve cell. And when you start to do that over time, you lose the function of those nerve cells.
You're talking, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so all of these disorders really go to the heart of what we refer to at Life Extension as structure-function relationship. And actually, because of that relationship, the fact that the nerve cell has to be structured properly in order that it can function properly, most of what we talk about as far as preventing these disorders is all about protecting the nerve cell structure.
And that's the myelin sheath. Is that myelin sheath?
That's part of it, yeah. Right, and, yeah, you know, what's interesting, Mike, my medical doctor colleagues on the traditional side, all they can do for nerves is focus on function. So all of these drugs out there to help people with these nervous system disorders, they're all about trying to make the nervous system function better. But none of those things work. As a matter of fact, they're toxic because they don't address nerve cell structure.
Nice.
You have to have that myelin sheath in place. The nerve cells have to be aligned properly. So I'm telling you, and you're only going to hear this at Life Extension, if you want to prevent these types of diseases, if you want to even do well despite these diseases, you need to focus on what traditional medicine does not focus on, and that's the structure of an individual nerve cell.
Before we go any further, just to make sure that we make sure we get this in, give us the phone number of Life Extension. Give us the website of Life Extension, which anybody can access. Give us those two things, if you would.
Sure. The website, very simple. It's www.lifeextension.com. And the number, now the number I'm going to give your listeners, Mike, this is...
Isn't it org?
Well, there's two. It's lifeextension.com or it's lef.org.
Either one. Okay, I didn't
either
know that.
One, either one of those goes to the same spot.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
So what's interesting, though, too, the number I'm going to give your listeners is the number to our health advisor line. And I know you know we have a health advisor line, Mike, but a lot of people don't realize that if you call this number I'm about to give your listeners, they can talk to health professionals, fitness trainers, nutritionists.
Even if they're not a member.
If they're not a member,
I found that out
today. It's a free service. Yeah, you did. I told you that.
Yeah, give us that number.
It's a free service.
You guys have 20 health advisors answering questions.
Yeah, actually, we have more than that now. We keep adding somewhere close to 40 now.
And,
we have chiropractors, naturopathic doctors, medical doctors, fitness trainers, nutrition. You can talk to any one of those health advisors for as long as you want. They'll talk about any issue. They'll make suggestions. Now, we're not your doctor. We're not diagnosing. We're not treating. We're just listening to your concerns, making some nutritional suggestions, supplement suggestions.
Give the number before one of the audience kills me. So give us the number.
It's one. It's very simple. 1-800-226-2370. And once this show is over, call immediately. They're there waiting to answer any questions.
They're 12 obligation. Hours a day, like from around 7 to 7 or something. I mean,
it's from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Wow.
So it's a pretty big time frame, and those are Eastern Standard Times. They're there pretty much all the time, Mike, and they're an amazing group of people. Please call them. You won't be disappointed.
I'm never disappointed there. You always help me out. We have about 16 minutes left, so let's move on. A few issues ago in Life Extension magazine, actually it was the July 2010 issue, there was an article on halting the progression of Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. I believe that taking about 8 supplements, which all combined still was probably not that very expensive. However...
Right.
There are a number of folks out there who take 20, 30, even 40 supplements every day. And for people on pensions, this becomes far too expensive.
Yeah, it does.
So
yeah.
What would you advise people if they can't afford to take, much? What are the basic things they need to take for, I mean, if they don't have a thing like, if you have Parkinson's, get a hold of this July thing and you take those 8 things in a halt of progression. And meanwhile, people should know your prescription drugs, you got to keep on taking those things, but they do not stop the progression. You keep on getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
Research and Life Extension, you take eat these 8 supplements every day, it halts the progression.
It does. And remember, too, Mike, that the reason that we believe that our suggestions are so powerful when it comes to the natural side is that the natural suggestions we make for nerve disorders really go to the heart of the issue. They go to the heart of that nerve cell structure. Remember, right. We talked about right. that. You have to promote healthy nerve cell structure with some core nutrients. If you do that, the nerve cell can repair itself and function normally. So all of those medications out there that neurologists will prescribe, they have nothing to do with nerve cell structure. They're just trying to ramp up that functional side of it. And you just can't do it. If the nerve cell's not structured right, I don't care what you give it, it's not going to function right.
Right, right. Well, tell us about
our nutrients focus on the structure.
What are the basic things for somebody who doesn't have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or something else? They just want to stay, they're relatively healthy, even though they might be up there in years, and they want to stay relatively healthy. What are the basic things they need to take?
Well, no, I'm assuming with that question, Mike, I'm assuming people are already doing a decent, multivitamin.
Okay.
And it's funny, every time people ask me these kind of questions, Mike, on different radio shows and stuff, they always think I'm going to jump right into these, exotic, brand new things that no one's ever heard of, and I never do because the basics go a long way.
Yeah.
So make sure everybody's on a good multivitamin.
Okay.
Make sure everybody should be taking CoQ10. That's ubiquinol CoQ10, which is so important to cellular energy. Not just to the nerves, but throughout your body.
And the ubiquinol form.
The ubiquinol form.
Not ubiquinone, which is a lot cheaper and is full mostly on your shelves. But this thing will say ubiquinol. Okay,
it needs to have the OL ending. That's the appropriate form of CoQ10. So you got your multivitamin, you got your CoQ10, you got your fish oils. That's another key thing.
Fish
oils? Omega-3 fatty acids.
And in fish oil, you'll look for the amount of the fatty acids, EPA and DHA. And I think combined, you're supposed to have, at least 1,000 milligrams of EPA
DHA. Yeah, one soft gel should be around close to 1,000 milligrams of those omega-3 fats.
That's a life extension brand. You take some other store brand, it will not be near 1,000.
It's not going to be near as potent. Plus, it is fish oil, so you always have to consider to make sure it's a good, clean fish oil. Make sure none of those heavy metals from the oceans are in there.
You got to think
enough. And of course, ours are distilled to where none of those. We have what's called a 5-star ranking with our fish oil. It's the International Fish Oil Standards.
Yeah.
5 stars is about as clean as you're going to get, and all of our fish oils have that 5-star
ranking. 3 to 4 grams a day. So usually that's 3 or 4. Soft gels a day.
Yeah, it's usually 3 to 4 a day. Now, the other thing, since we're talking about the fish oils, Mike, I might also suggest if you're really interested in ramping up the health of the nerves, especially that nerve cell structure, the key omega-3 out of all those is the DHA.
Right, right.
The DHA is the fat for the brain.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And so you might even consider, and as a matter of fact, at Life Extension, we have a separate DHA product all by itself. It's around 500 milligrams of additional DHA.
Well,
and I would suggest that for some of your members who may have maybe a family history of a nerve disorder.
We have about 11 minutes left, so let's continue on with our list. Okay. So the fish oil and what else?
After you get those core things, the next one that I would do, and this is something we're moving towards at Life Extension, is methylcobalamin. Cobalamin is the B12, and the methyl form is the active form of B12, around 5 to 10 milligrams a day. The best form of methylcobalamin is when you let it dissolve in your mouth.
Under the tongue, because there are, veins real close to the skin,
under the tongue. Yeah, under the tongue is really
directly into the bloodstream.
Yes. Yep.
And I had heard that 85% of people in nursing homes probably could be discharged if you just put them on about 6 weeks of B12 under the tongue. Because a lot of people who look like they have Alzheimer's, they're just really deficient in B12, which as you age... becomes really, really difficult for your body to absorb B12, and you get symptoms
and
B12, like Alzheimer's.
B12, remember too, Mike, it goes back to that nerve cell structure, right? I mean, B12 has a direct role in helping cells regenerate and repair themselves and protecting that very specific structure that a nerve cell has. So methylcobalamin is the next in line.
Okay.
After that is, I consider the next one I'm about to tell you, it's a long word, but I consider it to be the sister supplement to B12. And so a lot of people are doing the B12 now, but they forget this important supplement that works with the B12. It's called phosphatidylserine.
Oh, P.S.
And, in this industry, most people just know it as P as in Paul, S as in Sam,
right,
P.S. caps.
Okay. Anything else? You have 10 minutes left. Anything else to our list? How about a calcium magnesium supplement? I think very few people get sufficient calcium.
Well, I got to tell you though, if we're focusing more on the nerve part of this, Mike, if you're doing a good, high quality multivitamin, you're getting your magnesium and calcium out of that.
Yeah, they give you a tiny amount, or they give you like 15%.
Most of those products out there don't give you enough. And now our levels in our multivitamin are optimal levels. So you're getting plenty of magnesium there. So, but again, it goes back to why those multivitamins are so important. I mean, that's why I started with those.
How about D3? Now, we know you need a bunch of D. You need a bunch of it. And your vitamin has close to nothing. And a glass of milk, there's supplement, close to nothing.
Everybody needs to be supplementing with some vitamin D outside of that multivitamin.
How much?
I myself, Mike, just so your listeners know, I believe in it so much. I take 5,000 to 7,000 units every day of vitamin D3.
Okay.
After the vitamin D, so we got the methylcobalamin, the PS, the vitamin D3. After all that, I also suggest there's a certain type of fat based on a molecule called choline. And these types of fats are called phosphorylcholine. Phosphorylcholine, Mike, now this is the big thing. This is what I guarantee you your listeners have not heard about, because this is the most recent research, and it's incredible research. This type of choline-based fat called phosphorylcholine is the precursor to the type of fat that makes the myelin sheath on top of the nerve cell, that insulating sheath.
So this is not to be confused with phosphatidylserine. This is
phosphorylcholine. This is phosphorylcholine. Yeah, what we're discovering is most of these, choline is a fat, and choline itself, not only does it help to make some neurotransmitters like acetylcholine, but in these phosphorylated, these phosphate groups attached to it, that's what I mean by phosphorylated, it's called phosphorylcholine. In that form, it helps to reestablish that very important insulating sheath on top of that nerve. Yeah. If you don't have, and as a matter of fact, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, what happens is that sheath begins to break down. When that sheath, it's called the myelin sheath, breaks down, those nerve cells cannot function properly. Mm-hmm. And so phosphorylcholine is key because it will directly repair that sheath.
Okay.
And so I would do a lot of choline-based fats like phosphorylcholine.
Anything else?
Okay?
Anything else to our list?
After that, there's one more key one now, and this is one you may have heard before, Mike, because we've talked about it at Life Extension. This is a potent antioxidant that's really, really good for nerve cells, and it's called lipoic acid.
Oh, the alpha lipoic acid or just lipoic acid?
Well, no.
There's a couple forms, and then there's an R form as well.
Mike, you really want to do the R form. Lipoic acid. The alpha form is a mixture of a form called R and a form called S.
Okay.
Well, the S form is not active. So what you want is really just that R
that
form.
R
so
form.
At Life Extension, we really focus just on the R form. What's interesting about lipoic acid, it's a very unique antioxidant in nature because it actually can cross through cell membranes.
Oh,
so lipoic acid can actually stick inside that myelin sheath, stick into that cell membrane, and it'll buffer it. It'll reduce all of that oxidative stress that happens to that nerve cell and offer some incredible protection.
Okay.
So
that's our list then, right, doctor? That's our
list. That's,
we
that's
have
the
about
big
five
thing.
Minutes left. I'm trying to get as much information as possible. I don't
it's
mean to
hard,
be rude.
Mike.
Now, I purchased some of my supplements only from Life Extension because no one else has some of your particular formulation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, your optimized resveratrol. I couldn't find it. Yeah, I think you have one called benfotamine, and you have a pyroxamine.
Yep.
You have a super K, which is K2, but both forms of K2. You have a C iodine. Now, I usually get my stuff when it's on sale because you guys know how to run a sale. I mean, when I see a Life Extension sale,
it's big,
80% off,
we take it seriously. Yeah, you're right, because we're trying to get these good nutrients out to people.
As I see them, you start out being pretty expensive. You get down to 80% off, man. Whoa, you're getting some really great stuff for cheap. So I get, and here in Denver, our big place is Vitamin Cottage. Most of my other supplements I just get from Vitamin Cottage. And, of course, we have GNCs around, too, for people. And other places, I get other stuff. But anyway, I just read recently that social interactions now have also been found to be important in preventing Alzheimer's, dealing with other people, groups of people. This is in addition to mental or intellectual stimulation, supplements, genetics, avoiding toxic substances, eating certain foods.
You're right. Yep.
So there's a number of factors. Is there something we're missing? What else? Is there stuff out there in addition that you can think of that? I mean, I think probably now I just read that coating on nonstick. I just changed all my cookware to stainless steel. All of it. Stainless steel.
Okay.
Uncoated. No coating, because I just read somewhere that the coating messes up some of your heart stuff, some of your
It does. The coatings on a lot of cookware, the coatings that that are used in a lot of plastics, they have these types of toxins. One is known as bisphenol A or bisphenol A, and the other one is known as these phthalates, which the phthalates are also seen in a lot of our pesticides, a lot of our crude oils and stuff like that.
Well, even baking powder, regular baking powder has aluminum in it, which...
And so even heavy metals, so
amyloid plaques in the brain, when they dissect the brain of Alzheimer's...
Mike, there's a reason why we've seen a rise in the last, say, 30, 40 years in these types of degenerative nerve disorders. Whether it's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, you know, what have you, it's because we're living in a toxic environment.
That's right. Now,
there are toxins that directly impact nerve cell structure, which means you impact nerve cell function,
right.
And then that leads to these diseases.
Now,
so you need to watch your heavy metals. Yeah,
there is one brand of baking powder, and I'm not an advertiser or anything for them, but it's the one I use because it does not have aluminum. That's Rumford. So if you're into baking and you need baking powder, Rumford is not made with
That's
aluminum.
That's a good one, yeah. You
I
want
think
to avoid
all
the
other ones
too.
Do, and I can't understand it because these amyloid plaques in the Alzheimer's brain, they're full of aluminum. So
the big thing is
keep away from aluminum cookware, give it away, throw it away. Don't use aluminum in your
The original theory of what happens with Alzheimer's started with these heavy metals, specifically aluminum, and the original culprit was, believe it or not, your deodorants too.
Yeah,
a lot of your antiperspirants have a lot of aluminum there too, so you got to watch for that. But any heavy metal, Mike, the problem is this: heavy metals, whether it's aluminum, lead, whatever, what they do is they increase oxidative stress, and oxidative stress, nerve cells are very sensitive to those free radicals, that oxidative environment that metals cause. So another key nutrient that you might want to let your listeners know about is modified citrus pectin. Modified citrus pectin is another great. It comes in a powder. It tastes pretty good. What it does is it has a way of really cleansing out those heavy metals that might be floating around your bloodstream, causing that nerve cell damage. So that's another good suggestion.
Specifically, the grapefruit one. For a while, the grapefruit one was the one that they were advising. But any citrus, then that doesn't have to be grapefruit.
Yeah. Well, you wanna make sure that it's a good modified product. Meaning that the problem with pectin is such a large molecule, you have to process it properly. It has to be cut up into small pieces, but not too small. So the best one I like is a company called Pectisol, which we do sell here at Life Extension. They have the best modified citrus pectin.
We have a minute and a half left, and I have one major question.
Sure.
There's a few prescription drugs that the medical profession currently uses for Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can tell, the Alzheimer meds don't work very well. I'm thinking of Aricept, and there's one newer than that. It works a little better than that. Now, of course, now patients on any kind of meds, you just keep on taking what your doctor tells you to take. You don't stop taking that stuff. However, and the Parkinson's drugs, they help control the shakes, but they don't prevent the disease from progressing. So you can get worse and worse and worse, and you got to take more meds and more meds.
And also remember, too, the DOPA-based drugs and stuff, they actually stop working after a certain amount of time.
That's right.
It's not just disease progression. I mean, even if somebody who's not progressing that much, those drugs just lose effect.
Let me get my question in. And so my question is, Life Extension knows from its research that much more can be done to help prevent and or even control and treat these diseases. Why is the medical profession so slow in adopting the latest proven therapies? Why so slow?
Mike, every time I'm on your show, you always ask me the toughest questions. I don't have. I wish I had an easy answer for you of why the traditional medicine, my medical doctor colleagues, why they don't understand the power that there is in these nutrients. And by the way, many of these nutrients, like the phosphorylcholine I told you about today, there is growing evidence that these things can have a major impact on these types of nerve disorders. And I don't have a good answer for you why my colleagues on the MD side of this don't look for other types of solutions, because the solutions they keep trying simply just keep causing more side effects, and they don't help much. But
well, the
they
only
just
thing
keep
I can
doing
think
it.
Of is that for a prescription drug to be approved by the FDA, it requires somewhere between half a billion to three quarters of $1 billion.
A lot of money, yeah.
A lot of dough. And these other substances, they occur naturally. They don't require that kind of approval from the FDA. But the thing is, they don't usually have any side effects, though, either. And so I don't know. Maybe they're just being cautious. They don't want to be sued. But anyway, I think we're going to have to go, Dr. Smith.
Okay.
And it's been a
Thank
pleasure
you,
again to have you here on Exposé. And we have exposed a few more things. It's an education for me and for the audience. And I thank you
very
much. It was
my pleasure. Anytime, Mike. Anytime.
You take care. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. And thank you, audience, for spending some of your time with me this morning. Next week, I'll have three guests on the line with me, and we'll discuss creating a trap, neuter, return program for Denver's feral cat population. You should find the program very interesting, especially if you're an animal person of any kind. Even if you're not, even if you find cats to be a nuisance, you want to know about this trap, neuter, return, which I'm going to start writing, by the way. I'm going to be writing the statute if I can help it. Anyway, if you have a company or a product you'd like to advertise on Exposé, simply send me an email or snail mail, and I'll contact you. You can email me at MikeRussoExpose@yahoo.com, yahoo.com, or if you prefer written mail, you can write me at Post Office 13140, Denver, Colorado, 80201, and give me any of your comments. Until next week at 7:30 a.m. on KNUS 710 Radio, this is Exposé with Mike Russo. Have a good week.